Kratom itself is illegal in 33 countries. Why not focus on that as well?
So it's important to distinguish the lexicon here. So the kratom plant, which has been used in teas and other substances for centuries, may have some minimal health concerns, but it's not our focus. It's a synthetic concentrated byproduct that is stronger than oxycodone. That's where we're going to focus, and that's where I think we can distinguish where the real public health harm is. When you go really broad and say, look, everything is your brain on drugs, you're not really appropriately risk stratifying to parents who should know that this 7-OH product can be deadly.